What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people. Everybody's not a narcissist. We already know that, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about, will a narcissist ever forgive you? Do narcissists ever give second chances? Do they ever get over anything? Or do they hold vengeance and seek vengeance till the end of time? So, again, y'all, in this situation right here, narcissistic people. Like, this is me speaking from personal experience. And no, I don't speak for all narcissists. For y'all come over here and start yelling and screaming and whining and crying with your pitchforks. And this is for the other narcissists who watch these videos. No, I don't speak for all narcissists, but just for me in particular. No, just from the evidence I've seen, narcissists do not forgive and they do not forget. I know people say forgive and forget. No, most narcissistic people, not all narcissists, will not forgive you, will not forget in things of that nature. Even me right now. Even though I've been in psychotherapy for the last, I've been in psychotherapy for since October 2017, right? Even me, where I'm at right now, I don't forgive or forget. I wish I could get over. I wish I could, you know, get over things like that and more efficiently and things of that nature. I just cannot. I hold grudges. Let's say if you're dealing with a narcissist, so most times, y'all, this is the question I get in my inbox. Will a narcissist, what if you cheat on a narcissist? What if you do this to a narcissist? Would they ever forgive you? Would they get over it? Yeah. If you cheat on a narcissist, buckle your safety belt up like this. Take your seatbelt up. Safety first because they're coming for you. I promise you. Safety first and seatbelts because they're coming. That narcissist, the person that you've been dealing with, is coming for you. They won't get over it. If you cheat on them and they take, when I say they won't forgive you and forget it, doesn't mean that they won't take you back. They'll take you back and they will punish you. They will take you back and they'll stay in a relationship with you and just treat you horribly. They'll keep you around and treat you terribly. They just will do that, y'all. And this is me telling you legitimately right now that they will do this. I know people are going to say, I was like, well, Lee, what about narcissists do this and this? Yeah. I cannot tell you. Like I said, only thing I can tell you is that you can't, like, yeah, they will take you back. They will get back in a relationship with them if you cheat on them and things of that nature. If you do them wrong, if they feel like you might not even really have done them wrong. They might perceive it as a wrong. They might take it as you doing them wrong. And they still won't forgive you for it. And sometimes they don't even explain what you did wrong. Let's just say this, y'all. I know a lot of people say the narcissist cheat on you, whatever. I get that dynamic. But if you cheat on a narcissist, yeah, will they take you back? Yes, some of them will absolutely take you back into their lives and punish you. They will never forgive you. And they will typically get their lick back. They will give you a second chance or a third chance or whatever. But there's always a but. Doesn't mean that they will forget it. They will get you back some way, shape, or form. And some of them will get you back right directly in front of your face and expect you to tolerate it. Some of them will be a little bit more covert with it and try to get away with it and stuff like that, be sinister with it. But some of them will absolutely do it directly in front of your face and expect you to get over it, expect you to forgive them and forget because, yay, you the one who did wrong. And they will always, whatever you did wrong to them, if they give you a second chance, they're always going to use that as an excuse to treat you badly. They're always going to use that as a reason to come back into your life and treat you horribly. Hey, I'm treating you this badly because you deserve it. Hey, I'm treating you like this because it's your fault. Hey, I'm doing this to you because because you did this. It's always going to be something that you've done wrong. They're always, whatever you've done wrong to them, lied to them, cheated on them. Even if they take it as, like I said earlier, even if they take it as you doing something wrong to them, they're not going to let that go. They're going to keep holding on to that and they're going to treat you badly. I know, well, Lee, it's not fair. And this, that, like, y'all, I'm going to tell you, if you do that, like, if you know you did them wrong, you should buckle up, buckle your seatbelt. I'm just telling you, like, if you cheat on a narcissist and they find out and they take you back, your relationship will never ever be the same. Narcissistic people are hard pressed to trust you anyway. So if you cheat on them and you destroy the trust that they do have for you, woohoo, goodness gracious. And this is not me trying to be funny. This is me just telling you, woohoo, they are coming for you. They're going to get you some way, shape, or form. I promise you. But that's just the narcissistic mindset, y'all. That's the way some narcissistic people react. That's the way some narcissistic people behave. That's just the way some like, you brought shame to them. If you cheat on them, if you do them wrong, you lie to them, you steal from them, you manipulate them, you gaslight them. Pretty much, if you feed them a taste of their own medicine, even if they've done the same thing to you before, even if we as narcissistic people have done the exact same thing to you that you have done to us, it's worse because you did it. Double standards, y'all. It's worse because you did it. Insert reason here. They're going to insert some kind of flabbergast, some kind of, you know, inflated reason. Typically, if you are a woman dealing with a narcissistic person and you cheat on them, cheating is worse because you're a woman. They're going to say that. Well, when men cheat, we don't connect to the person we're cheating with. When women cheat, you fall in love and you love somebody else. Like, I'm just telling you. And that might not be true for some people, but some of them will absolutely say that toxic. They'll give you that toxic ass dribble right there. Drivel. They'll say it. So if you're dealing with a narcissistic person, y'all. Yeah, like I said, you don't get to do the same. If you feed them a taste of their own medicine, they don't like it. I've done a video under the exact same title. When you treat a narcissist the same way they treat you, they don't like it. They hate it. Narcissistic people cannot stand it. We don't want that. When you cheat on us or you do us wrong, especially if it's public. Especially if it's some type of public embarrassment. You bring some type of public shame to us because you cheated on us, you did us wrong, and so many people know, and we are now the butt of so many jokes. You're going to get that same energy that we're getting from the outside world, or that we're perceiving to get from the outside world. You're going to get that in some other way. They're going to feed you that energy back to you. You're going to get that energy ball in some way, shape, or form. So I was just telling people, and I said at the beginning, like, sometimes you might do a narcissist wrong and you might not even realize what you've done wrong. That happens quite a bit as well, y'all. Like, you might do something to them or say something to them and they might not think they've done you wrong. But you, on the other hand, like I said, you might do something to them and they take it as a slight. They take it as you hurt them. They take it as you embarrass them. They take it as, even if it's accidental, even if you accidentally did it, you know what I mean? They're not going to forgive you. Yes, they will give you a second chance, or a third chance, but they're not going to let it go. So will they give you a second chance? Absolutely. Will they forgive you and take you back? Absolutely. No, not forgive you. Will they give you a second chance? Will they take you back? Yes. Do they forgive you? Ooh, they'll say it. I forgive you. Or they'll make sure that you're earning that forgiveness for the entirety of your relationship. However long your relationship decides to go on, They're going to make you earn that forgiveness. You know what I mean? But that's part of it, y'all. So I hope that when you're dealing with narcissistic people, toxic people, whatever, just understand that they will never, like, if you do them wrong, if you cheated on them, just buckle you. You know, if you cheat on them and they find out, I know, and, well, how would they find out? Like, sometimes narcissists go through your phone. Guess what happened? You know, narcissistic people tend to be, some of us can be insecure. You know, go through your phone, find out. Sometimes y'all will be guilty enough, feel guilty enough, and tell on yourself. If you tell them, oh my goodness, my stomach and my head hurt thinking about it. My head and my stomach both hurt from thinking about the narcissistic person getting angry at you for you deciding that you want to just come clean and tell them, and you expecting some type of, you know, just, well, I did tell you, I didn't have to tell you. No, you didn't have to tell them. You probably shouldn't have, you know, because they're going to hold their grudge against you, you know? So I just tell people, like, you know, and this also brings up the thing as well that a lot of people ask, like, so many people think that just because you've been with a narcissist, it automatically makes you a good person. I hear this so much. Like, yeah, everybody paints the narcissist as the evil, horrible person. Okay, I get that dynamic. But just because you have dealt with a narcissist doesn't automatically qualify you as a good person. It might qualify you as a victim, but it doesn't qualify you as a good person all the time. You see what I'm saying? And I know people that might rub some people the wrong way. This is not speaking to about everybody who's dealt with narcissists, but some people are, just because you dealt with a narcissist, you might be toxic as well. You might have some stuff that you have to work on as well. This is not me victim blaming. I'm just saying that just because you dealt with a narcissist doesn't mean that you're a good person. I'm a narcissist. I've dated other narcissists that have done me wrong. Were they good people? You see what I'm saying? I just think you gotta put that in a better light right there. I'll do a video about that as well, or I'll make a tweet about it or something along those lines. You know what I mean? But if you've cheated on a narcissist, if you've stolen from them, if you've brought any type of shame to them in any way, shape, or form, they probably will not ever let it go. I don't care how long ago it was. I don't care if y'all have been together since the 1990s. And we're in 2023, the 1980s. I was born in 85, y'all. I don't care if you've been together since I was born. They will still use that stuff against you because it's relevant. Hey, you remember we was in third grade and you kissed that little, and you wrote the little boy a note. And well, not third grade. Remember we was in seventh grade, you wrote the little boy a note. Do you like me? Check yes or no. And then they check back yes. I remember that. Like, wait, we're married and have five kids now. That was 40 years ago. Why are you bringing it up now? Because I'm still angry. They won't let stuff go. And the stuff that they feel like you perceive, the wrongs that they perceive, they will hold them against you and they will use them against you. So you have to prepare yourself for that, y'all. Anyways, y'all, let me cut this thing short. Live in-person workshop coming up May 20th in Orlando, Florida. May 20th, 2023. I don't know when y'all watching this video. May 20th, 2023. Live in-person workshop, Orlando, Florida. Go to rawmotivationscoaching.com/workshop. Check that out. And the Self-Love Journal is on Amazon, available right now. And I'm writing my personal book, The Narcissist Code, is coming soon. You've listened to this on podcast form. Hit that 5 stars for me on Apple Music or Spotify or whatever. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, y'all, mental illness is out. Peace.